This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's 2:46 Central Time. My guest in this portion of the program is photographer Ben Halpern. Some of his work is now on display at the Illinois Terminal in downtown Champaign. This display honors the work and workers of railroad towers. The towers are now relics of a bygone era, but once upon a time, and not all that long ago, they were critical to the railroads. The responsibilities of the men and women who worked in the towers included aligning switches and signals for passing trains, ensuring safe passage for trains, crews, and passengers. The photographs on display are important documents of the railroad tower. Ben Halpern joins me in the studio to tell us more about the towers and the exhibit at Illinois Terminal, which is located at 45 East University Avenue in downtown Champaign. The exhibit's location is particularly fitting as Illinois Terminal serves as Champaign-Urbana's transportation center for, among others, Amtrak and the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District buses. This Sunday afternoon, Ben will be at Illinois Terminal at 2 o'clock to share his experiences with tower operators and the documentation of their work. Ben, welcome.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much, Celeste.
How was it that you started documenting railroad towers and the lives of these workers?
Well, I became interested in the operation of the railroad in and out of Champaign during the time I was a student at the University of Illinois in the mid-'80s. In 1986, I went out to the Champaign Yard, not knowing how I would be received, not knowing what I'd find, and asked permission from the yard master to look around and possibly even to do some photography of what took place at the railroad yard. The yard master said that would be okay. However, I would have to be escorted. He provided a gentleman to work with me and show me around a little bit. And during the process, this gentleman did tell me about the interlocking tower located just off Market Street near where the what's now Norfolk Southern, at the time was Conrail Track, crosses Market Street, and told me some about what took place there as well. So soon after he showed me around, I went up and I looked at what actually was taking place in the interlocking tower. And at that point, I realized what a critical facility this was to safe operation of the railroad.
Now, then in the mid to late 80s, did you know then at the time that the towers were nearing obsolescence?
Yes, I did. I was told by the tower operators that that the facilities would not be open much longer, that operation of the switches and signals enabling trains to run safely and get to their destinations would eventually be controlled by centralized computers located at various points along the railroad. That type of operation is known as centralized traffic control.
Okay, so now when you made these photographs, you made them in black and white. Why that choice?
Oh, well, I prefer to use black and white for most photographs I take on my own. The work I do commercially is all in color, and for good reason. Most of the subjects I photograph tend very much to be timeless in nature, and I prefer the black and white medium because it allows one to concentrate on the subject and not so much on distractions such as color and other tonalities which can crop up as artifact.
Yeah. Well, talk with us a little bit about what the inside of these towers look like. Maybe you could describe a photo you've made of the inside of one of these towers. And what did they look like?
Well, let's talk about two of them because there were two typical types. Well, there were more than two, but during the time I was photographing in the late 80s, early 90s, there were two types still in use. One was the old lever-operated tower, which was a two-story structure, and on the second floor, there were very large levers which the tower operator or leverman had to pull in order to activate switches. These levers were connected to the switches or to the signals by a mechanical linkage, and that that linkage was very prone to problems, as one might expect, especially with deep freeze and heat outside. The second type that was in operation was one which used a an electromechanical type of control. The electromechanical type of control existed in several different venues. The one here in Champaign was a pistol grip activated machine in which the controls would be pulled by the tower operator, and in turn the controls activated electrical signals, which were in turn transmitted to servo motors that activated the switches and relays, which activated the signals.
Yeah, and now in this, there's a photograph in front of us now of a tower, and there are a lot of windows on that second floor, so they could see what was going on. And what else did they do besides manage the switches? They also would hang out information for the trains that came down the tracks?
Well, the tower operators had a number of different functions. One, of course, was the safe operation of the trains, like we've been talking to. The other main operation that they had to do was to communicate information, say, from the dispatcher's office, from the yard office, to the crews on passing trains. In early days, that was done by receiving the information via telegraph and writing these train orders, as they're referred to, on paper, rolling up the paper, and tying that rolled paper between the arms of a Y in what's called an order stick. It literally looks like a Y-shaped mm-hmm. stick, and the operator would either stand outside and hold this stick so that a crew member on a passing train could grab the orders from the stick, or mount the orders on what was called an order hoop, which was a mechanical device that would hold these orders in place so the passing engineer or a rear brakeman would be able to reach out and grab them as the train went by.
Yeah.
Now, this function, too, was replaced later by radio communication and ultimately by direct communication via computer technology.
Yeah. Now, you got to know some of the tower workers pretty well. You want to tell us about one or two of them and what they had to say about the work that they did?
Oh, sure. I guess we can talk about a few of them. Most of the tower operators were fairly receptive at the time to visitors, as long as we didn't interfere with their work and stayed back. They were respectful of people who did wish to learn more about what they were doing. Gosh, all of them had their own character, and they were an interesting group of people. One, of course, who was known both locally and nationally, given the number of people who met this person here in Champaign, was the late Dick Stair. Now, Dick was before my time, but when I had this exhibit up in Pennsylvania, there were actually people there who had been to Champaign at some time or another, or were students at the University of Illinois back in the 60s, and the first question out of their mouth is, gosh, did you know Dick Stair? And so he was legendary in his capacity as an operator, and he also was very much interested in the railroads and yeah. talked a lot to rail fans. Two of the people I met who were very, very interesting were Terry Scheer up at Champaign and Bob Mumaw down at Tuscola. And gosh, I can't go without mentioning Rosalie Summers up at up at Gibson City.
We've got to wrap up here pretty quickly. But one of the things I do want to say is that in the statement that you have alongside the it is one of the things you really wanted to do, not only was to document this, you know, this way of working the railroads and in its passing from us, but also to honor the work, the people who did the work in the towers. So.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, there we've got to wrap it up. Ben, thanks so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much,
Celeste.
And if any of the people from the Illinois Central are listening, I want to thank you for all the friendship and cooperation you've showed to me over the years.
Okay. Photographer Ben Halpern. He has a show on display now at the Illinois Terminal in downtown Champaign that honors the work and workers of railroad towers. He joined me this afternoon to tell us more about the towers and the exhibit. This Sunday afternoon, he'll be at Illinois Terminal at 2 o'clock to share his experiences with tower operators and the documentation of their work. And if you can't make that, you should for sure check out the exhibit. It's free of charge and open to the public from 5:30 a.m. until 11:30 p.m. every day. It's at the Illinois Terminal, located at 45 East University Avenue in downtown Champaign.